Time now for the Morning Line here on KMA. Clarinda's Fire Department is celebrating a major milestone this weekend. It's the 150th anniversary. And to celebrate, they're having a special event, an open house at the Clarinda Fire Station Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Clarinda Fire Chief Roger Williams is with us on the line this morning to talk about this event. Good morning to you, Roger.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
We're doing very well. Good to have you aboard. And before we get to what's happening on Saturday, we've been talking to you, I know, off and on about some of the field fires we've had. Since we talked last, have you had any field fires or any major fire calls over the past 2 days?
No, we haven't, Mike. Rain really helped slow that down, and we've been fortunate not to have anything since then, Mike.
Let's talk about what's happening on Saturday. Just kind of describe all the activities you're having with the open house on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the fire station.
Well, it's kind of a big deal for us. It's 150 years of our existence. Started in 1875. And it's also a thank you to the community for all the support. We've been very blessed here in Clarinda to have great support from the community. With even with the fires we've had, you know, the farmers are always there with discs and tractors, and they risk, you know, themselves and their equipment to help us out. And donations are a big deal, and grants. So we're just also giving a thank you to people that support us. Some of the things on the agenda Saturday, we'll have kids' water fights. You can come in. We have a kids' water fight station set up. Adults or youth can have a station where you can try on gear and use the nozzle and the fire hose and feel what it feels like. And we'll have fire prevention, tons of fire prevention material to pass out for free. And then we also have smoke alarms if they need those. We have a limit 2 per family. So we're giving those away. And go back to our supporters, you know, the Clinton Foundation, we had a grant to help pay for those. Some of the people that are helping helping to put this on, Circle C Science, Fairway, Hy-Vee, will be free cool cats here. Cattlemen, Page County Cattlemen, are going to cook male hot dogs and hamburgers. We'll have Donut Stop Donuts here to help us out, thanks to them. Smith Vending, Clinton Chamber, and the Clinton Foundation. So we'll have food for everybody. We got a lot of activities going on. You can come see the equipment, ask questions. We'll have people here to ask questions and show you around. But hopefully it'll be a nice, eventful open house.
How many years have you been with the fire department altogether, including your years as chief?
I started in 1980. So it's my 45th year. In 92, I took over chief. And we were talking, you know, we started doing this about 150 years and try to visualize 150 years ago. We have some pictures, you know, some old pictures and stuff. But the guys that they started with, you know, from the bucket brigades to the horses and the steam pumpers, and here come the motorized fire trucks. And each decade, it seemed like the progress of the trucks and equipment, you know, jumped leaps and bounds. And the gear they basically had was just boots and a coat, and I'm sure they weren't fire rated, some sort of helmet, and so, you know, those no breathing apparatus at that time. So those are pretty brave guys back in those days. And then when I started in 1980, just the changes from then to now, I mean, it's amazing. You know, from the gear we wear, we used to have long rubber boots and then rubber gloves and a long coat. We didn't even have bunker pants or anything at that time. And now, over time, it evolves to we have face pieces with breathing apparatus. You can communicate in with radios, our extrication equipment, airbags, ventilation, rifts, all the different tools. Just in my 45 years, it's just leaps and bounds. So I can't imagine what things are going to be like in another 50 or 150 years, but it's seen a lot of changes over time.
You know, and looking back on 150 years, of course, the department has fought some major fires. Of course, one that immediately comes to mind is the Page County Courthouse fire in 1991. You've talked about this before, but in looking back, what kind of a challenge was that for not only your department, but others that you received assistance from during that night?
Well, it's just, it's a major trying to get everybody lined up where to go, and how to fight this thing. And at that time, we didn't have an aerial ladder, so a ladder truck, so we had to rely on red oak. We had trouble with this fire making any headway at that time. We didn't have any, didn't make any progress till we got the aerial from red oak that came down, and we were able to get to the scene of the fire from above. So it was a challenge just, coordinating all the different departments that we needed water. And then getting to the fire itself. So that was a big help when Red Oak came with their ladder truck.
What about other fires? What else comes to mind in the history of the Clarinda Fire Department of some major fires that your department has battled over the years?
Oh, up on the square, we had True Value. I think there was two or three businesses, Graham's, I believe, a store was on the south side where Cornerstone Bank is now. We had a major fire there. I had Johnston Tire and Carpenter's Body Shop was in the building where Farm Bureau is now down there. It was a major fire for us. And just some large, big apartment fires we had up on West State Street. We had a large apartment fire. And those would come to mind right now, in my mind.
What about mutual aid? You've helped out with other fires in the area. How important is mutual aid to not only your department, but others in the region?
Oh, it's huge. Small town departments, you're relying on volunteers, and you don't know who's going to be here that day when something happens. So even the field fires that we've had recently, you have to call several departments, and they rely on each other to get enough manpower and then to get the equipment sources and the water source. Then structure fires, you work closely with your neighboring departments, Shannon, Essex, Clarinda, College Springs, Bradley, small towns, reach out to Newmarket to the east. But it's mutual aid's a big deal these days. It's hard to keep nationwide, it's hard to recruit volunteers these days and keep your roster full. So mutual aid is, you have to depend on that. And so you kind of know when the field fires start, when it's time you want to call early, get people on the way, and you have to rely on mutual aid. And I think we got a good working relationship in our area with everybody. Red Oak, Shan, like we said, Stanton, Essex, everybody in our area, Villisca, they all respond, no questions asked. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the great things about, you call somebody, if we don't need them, they turn around and they're fine with that. Everybody wants to help. That's all they do is, as a volunteer firefighter, there to help. So that's highly relied on as mutual aid.
You talked about issues with manpower and stuff and retaining firefighters. Besides that, what other challenges are you facing in the years in order to keep the fire department operating?
Well, just, we rely, just like all volunteer small town departments, you rely highly on donations, And just the funding to keep equipment has, prices of equipment has gone up, just to outfit one guy with gear and an air pack, you're roughly talking $20,000, get an air pack and all the gear they get on. And so funding, and then you have NFPA mandates that you got to keep up on, and volunteer firefighters have hours you have to retain to be able to fight structure fires inside. And so just the time, people's time as volunteers is a struggle to get people in for time. And then, the prices of equipment and gear, it's a deal you have to rely on donations, and then try to recruit and take care of your people that are here. Take care of them and keep them. We've been fortunate to have guys had been here for several, a lot of same guys for years, anywhere from 45, 40, 30, all down the way to five, but we got tons of people that's been here a long time, and I think you recruit, you take care of your people, and they'll work for you.
Roger, we thank you very much for being with us this morning. Best of luck with this big 150th anniversary open house at the Clarinda Fire Station Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And thanks for being with us today, and stay safe.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for all your coverage and help.
Yeah. That's Clarinda Fire Chief Roger Williams on the Morning Line on KMA.